News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
In the jury at the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson is going to resume its deliberations this morning after spending more than 3 hours considering what they had heard yesterday at Newry Crown Court. The 63-year-old former DUP leader denies 18 counts of historic abuse against two alleged victims. And of course, his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of aiding and abetting. And she faces a trial of facts. And in a moment, our reporter, Jamie O'Hara, is going to bring us up to speed. Just before that, a warning, if you have young people listening, you might want to turn off for 4 or 5 minutes because obviously the content may be somewhat shocking. Jamie, the jury deliberations ongoing. Maybe you might remind us what happened in court yesterday.
Good morning, Anton. So when he sent the jury out to begin their deliberations just after 20 past one yesterday, Judge Paul Ramsey said he wanted a unanimous verdict on the 18 charges against Jeffrey Donaldson and the 5 charges against Eleanor Donaldson. He wants all 12 jurors to agree. Eleanor Donaldson, of course, like you said, is facing a trial of the facts. She cannot be found guilty or not guilty, but rather she could be found to have committed the alleged acts. And then the jury of 7 women and 5 men, they returned to the court briefly at 4:30 p.m. and they were sent home by the judge, and they'll be resuming at 10:30 this morning.
And how did the judge begin his charge and instructions to the jury?
So Judge Ramsey started out by stating the prosecution must bear the burden of proving the guilt of an accused person. And he said that the standard is beyond a reasonable doubt. He said, you have to be sure. And if they're thinking something along the lines of, I think he's possibly guilty or probably guilty or likely to be guilty, he said that doesn't meet the standard of beyond a reasonable doubt and they must acquit. He says a defendant does not have to prove anything and has a right to say nothing and just fold their arms and ask the prosecution to prove their case. The judge moved on then to speak about Eleanor Donaldson, who faces a trial of the facts, and he pointed out that trial of the facts was the most Googled term in Northern Ireland last month, but then he told them to forget Google. He said Mrs. Donaldson's legal representatives became concerned for her mental health and that she was examined by both the defence and the prosecution, and that the judge was furnished with evidence from 3 psychiatrists. And he said that the legislation here requires a trial of the facts.
So he then went on to speak about the charges and the responsibility of the jury to try the case on evidence and nothing else. What did he say about that?
That's right, Anton. Judge Ramsey, in his recap, said that Jeffrey Donaldson faces 1 count of rape and counts of indecent assault of a female in relation to complainant A and B, and charges of gross indecency in relation to both of those complainants. And then he spoke about the law in relation to those charges and the charges against Eleanor Donaldson. And the jury were told that they all come from different backgrounds, different walks of life, but that they have common sense. And the judge told them to draw on their collective experience and that common sense. And he warned them that they must try this case according to the evidence and they cannot rely on rumour, innuendo or speculation. And the judge said they must guard against being swayed also by sympathy or prejudice.
And as I understand it, the judge went on at some length speaking about the topics of common misconceptions, the issue of distress, and the issue of how long ago the complainant said that the alleged offences took place.
Yeah, that's right, Anton. And starting with common misconceptions, Judge Ramsey told the men and women of the jury that they must guard against falling into the trap of how an alleged victim or alleged perpetrator would act or react at the time or now. He mentioned, in mentioning the danger of myths and assumptions, he said some people, and this is in general, might complain immediately while others might feel shame and shock and not report something immediately. He also said a late complaint isn't necessarily a false complaint, that children, and again in general, who have been sexually assaulted can be confused, can feel they're to blame in some way and can be fearful they will not be believed. On distress, he said that the presence or absence of emotion is not a good indicator of whether or not a witness is telling the truth, and that the jury must drop any preconceived idea of how someone should behave. Then briefly on delay, the judge said that the jury, that they have to make due allowances for the passage of time, the difficulty faced by the defendants when it comes to remembering specific things or dates. Again here, he asked them, Anton, to tap into their collective experience of life, that they will know something can be difficult to recall when it happened years ago. He said Jeffrey Donaldson is being asked to recall things and individual conversations from around 40 years ago. Judge Paul Ramsey also said that the delay means police don't have the investigative steps open to them had a complaint been made sooner, things such as DNA, forensic evidence, and also that the accused can't rely on alibi evidence.
And as I understand it, the judge made clear to the jury the challenging nature of the task ahead of them, because he made clear that they have to reach a separate verdict on each of the 23 counts and look at the evidence in respect of each count individually.
Yes, precisely. And he told the jury that he told them what the wrong approach to their deliberations would be. And he said that would be to say that, well, I'm satisfied he's guilty on four charges, therefore he is guilty of everything. He said that they need to look at each count separately. Now, I'm not going to go into the intricacies of this, but the judge said that the jury can also consider the matters in the case that are in dispute, the matters on which there is a head-on collision between the sides. One example of this is an alleged incident where complainant B says Eleanor Donaldson walked in on Jeffrey Donaldson touching her breasts and that Eleanor Donaldson had seen this and turned away and walked away. Jeffrey Donaldson denies anything inappropriate occurred. Eleanor Donaldson says she didn't see anything inappropriate, while the defence say something inappropriate did happen.
Jamie, thank you very much. That is our reporter Jamie O'Hara reporting from Newry Crown Court.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.